This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hey, and welcome to the Wine Over Matter podcast. I'm Laura.
And I'm Steph. Thanks for joining us for another Wine Wednesday, where we talk weekly about everything going on in our lives, from weight loss, relationships, dating, pop culture, and so much more.
Happy Wine Wednesday, Steph.
Happy Wine Wednesday, Laura.
How weird. We're actually recording on a Wine Wednesday.
This, like, never happens. No. Like, I feel just my true, authentic self right now.
So for our Memorial Day, we're kind of batch recording at the moment because Steph's going to be heading up to Washington. So a couple of these episodes you're going to hear might be like, well, this one's going to be like 2 weeks old.
Yeah. So the past few have been a couple weeks old.
That's true. Because we're just trying to get ahead. So we hopefully don't get too behind while Steph's gone in case things get crazy while she's up there. So we just had Memorial Day. It was a nice little 3-day weekend.
So nice.
We didn't have, like, neither of us had any plans for Memorial Day. Nope. And then kind of last minute day of, we had Jeff's brother and sister-in-law and their kids over. And we decided just to have, like, because it was, like, amazing weather. And so we just decided to have, like, a pool day and, like, grill some hamburgers and
grill. You hear that, Anthony? Grill. Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about this debate. So, our friend Anthony, at Comic Anthony D, he says that it's not considered grilling
if it's burgers and hot dogs.
If it's burgers and hot dogs.
I think he just probably has a fancy grill. I get his grill point. He does fancy things.
He does a Weber, but I get what he's saying. Like, I think he's saying, like, chicken and beef. Like, when you have to, like, do something that takes, like, thought
and...
You have to check the temperature
of it.
Where a hamburger or a hot dog is very straightforward.
Like, you could put that in the microwave, probably.
I would. Don't go to Stephanie's barbecue. She microwaves her beef patties. But, so then I looked at it, and so I was, like, arguing, because I was like, I'm feeling attacked, because we are grilling hamburgers and hot dogs today, because it was just a quick, easy thing. And I also, like, I always feel bad, like, I don't want Jeff spending, like, all his stuff. Like, yes. If we're having a pool party, and it's nice, and we're relaxing, like, I want him to be able to just, like, throw some stuff on the grill real quick. Doesn't take forever.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, so I got very defensive, and I told Anthony, he's full of shit. And then I looked it up in the dictionary, and, like, grilling means, like, to grill something on a grill, or, like, to cook something on a grill. So I'm like,
did you seriously take it to a dictionary?
Yeah, so I, like, looked it up and I sent it to him. I was like, no, this is what grilling means. So, mind you, we also grilled corn. Considered grilling? So yeah, we did corn on the cob, hamburgers, hot dogs. It was wonderful. So now I want to hear. So that's going to be the hot topic this
funny
week.
Funny story about that too, though. Jeff's nephew supposedly does not like hamburgers if they're cooked on a barbecue.
Yeah.
But if you don't tell him they're cooked on the barbecue.
I thought we were lying to him.
Then he'll eat them, which I thought was the funniest thing ever. I was cracking up.
Team McDonald's and Team In-N-Out. That's like the only hamburgers he wants to eat. But so we were just chilling. I knew Stephanie was just sitting there, like,
lounging,
Netflixing and chilling all day. So I was like, if you feel like getting out, come on over. So she did come over and hang out with us for the day. So it was just nice.
It was so much fun. Day. We got some sun. Laura whipped up a peach concoction drink.
I did. I made a... It was literally one of those, like, I'm kind of buzzed. I wanted to make a frosé. I didn't have it... Well, I didn't think I had any rosé. I found out later that I did. But I did, like, a bottle of white wine, an entire bag of frozen peaches, a little splash. I had, like, some Deep Eddie's peach vodka. So I put a little bit of that in there, and I put a little bit of, like, some peach schnapps just to give it, like, kind of, like, that sweetness, too, and blended it all up, and...
It was really good.
So it was just a little frozen wine cocktail, and it was delicious.
It hit the spot for sure.
But because of that Memorial Day where I ate and drank all of the things.
I had a hot dog and a hamburger.
And they weren't like your standard.
They were like the Costco kind.
Yeah, they were like Costco hot dogs. They weren't your standard little guy. Like, these things were the big daddies. But so weigh-in didn't go great today.
But also not, it was not awful.
No, I gained a pound. So
big whoop.
I'm fine with it. It's, somebody did say something today. Never mind. I can't remember what the quote was. But anyways, yeah, it's just like, it's hanging out there. It's not there forever. Like, it's fine. I'm not worried about it. I just need to like, I've been on track, but I haven't been like making sure I'm doing like all of the best choices all the time. Yes. Like just because I'm tracking, it doesn't mean I'm on track.
That's makes true. Sense. Yes.
But like, so I was kind of, I've been going to my meetings on Wednesdays, like during my lunch hour. Cause I'm working.
Weight Watchers meetings.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. My WW meetings I'm going to on my lunch break. Just because it's just something I don't have to do at night. The studio's like a mile from here. It's quick and easy for me to do on my lunch break. So I've been going. However, the whole reason I don't like going during weekdays is it's just a little bit more of a crowd I'm not that into. And I don't want to say I'm not into because these women are lovely, but they're, it's an older crowd and they just have like such a different
mentality.
And so today it was like, first of all, my Weight Watcher coach, he wasn't there. It was another lady and there was a lot more people in there today. And it was just like, I was the youngest in there by 20 years at least. And it was just, and I realized how much my mentality with weight loss has changed over the last year.
Yes.
Because there was a woman who started telling a story about how she was at her grandson's baseball tournament all weekend. And after a game on Saturday that night, they went to her favorite pizza place. And she was so proud of herself because she wanted pizza so, so bad. But instead, she like had a salad when everybody else had the pizza. And everybody like, yeah, you're so good. Like, way to make those. And I'm kind of sitting there and I'm like, no. Like, if you wanted
A piece of pizza that bad.
Like, you could have even just had one piece.
Yeah.
And then your salad. Exactly. Like, you didn't have to sit there and eat three, four slices.
You don't have to deprive yourself and then get a round of applause at a meeting for it.
And that's what I got so annoyed. Because even the coach was like, and she was a much older woman as well. So I know her mentality. She's probably very old school WW. Yep. She's been on it forever. So I know, like, I know the pillars of WW has changed. And with that, so have I. And it's just, I was just so annoyed that we all felt like she did the right thing.
She should get a trophy for.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I don't like that. Like, I think if you were like, I decided to do this because this was my goal for the, but it was like, it was just the way she went about it. Like, she really wanted it.
Even though she wanted it so bad, she just chose the salad and didn't have what she wanted. So we're applauding her because she didn't have what she wanted to have, which the whole point of WW and Weight Watchers is supposed to be lifestyle and teaching you that you can still have, there's ways to fit in the things that you still want
to
have.
She could have changed other things throughout her week to be able to still make that work.
And I mean, maybe she left out parts. Maybe at the baseball game, she had a Costco-sized hot dog.
Oh no, because she also had said like at the place her grandson was playing, you're not allowed to bring in any food because it's like an enclosed stadium where they like want to try to sell you stuff. And so she said she had brought like her own snacks and everything. She kept them in her car. And if she wanted a snack between games, she would go out to her game.
I think that's great.
I would have been like shoving
peanuts in my plastic flasks.
One of those. Have you seen those sports bra flasks?
Yes.
Where it has like a little straw that you can like suck out of. But yeah, so it was just, I was like, that whole thing just kind of like, it rubbed me the wrong way because I feel like that's how I definitely saw weight loss and like dieting for many years. And I just hate that if somebody, like if I had been there for the first time today, like
you would be like, I'm never going to be able to do this. That's what I'm never going to choose a salad over a piece of pizza.
Exactly. That's what I would have seen. Like that would have been my takeaway.
Yeah, I'm never, this is not for me.
So.
And I think that's like, even in the WW social media world, that's really apparent. Like on Instagram, the mindset shift and what people share tends to be more now about like freedom with food choices and you can make anything work. And are you going to be able to do everything? No. Are you going to be able to have three pieces of pizza like you used to? No. But the whole idea on Instagram, you know, in that community is that like you really can make anything work. Like this is a lifestyle. But then you go on Facebook and you go into some of those Weight Watchers Facebook groups.
Older crowd.
And that is how, like Laura and I, one time in a group, had this lady that was begging people in the group to talk her out of eating a brownie. Like begging them to tell her not to eat a brownie.
And here's me instead. Eat the damn brownie. Like if it's going to cause you, if it's going to cause you to like completely like hate this journey for yourself and you're going to feel so deprived and so pissed off about it, like you just have a small piece of the brownie, something to curb that like sweet tooth, and like track it, move on with your life.
It is crazy though. And I think it is just who you're listening to, because who I'm listening to are the people I follow on Instagram. Yeah. I don't go to meetings, but I think if these older women go to meetings or they just are in these Facebook groups or whatever, that is, you know, what they're being told. And I mean, even like my grandma, I grew up with my grandma constantly talking about her weight and she's fat, she needs to lose weight, her thighs, this and that. She used to talk to my aunt that way. And so my aunt, like, still to this day, I don't even think she realizes, like, the issues that she has with food. But if she has a craving for something, she will, like, my aunt eats like a bird. Like, she eats, like, salads and yogurt all the time and, like, boring food. And if she has a craving, she will put it in her mouth, she will chew it to get the flavor, and she will spit it out. I'm like, that is an eating disorder. Like,
100%.
That's not healthy. And I don't think she realizes. And I mean, my aunt is 70-something years old. I'm not going to explain to her at 70-something years old that that's toxic behavior.
If you want to chew on your brownies and spit it out, I mean, that's...
Yes, but I mean, I think that is a lot of, like, the older crowd, you know, and Weight Watchers are just in general, like, the old school way of, like, raising your kids and everything was, like... tough love when it came to weight and talking about weight as like a negative thing, where we don't get that. I didn't get that from my parents.
I have a lot of friends who that's like a conversation like that we've had. Like they just say, like, I have one friend, she's like, I have to make it a like conscious effort to never comment on my body or anything like in front of my daughter.
Cause we don't want to give the next generation that complex.
So she's like, I don't like when I go like clothes shopping and my daughter's there and she's like, and I'm trying things on and I hate it because I think I look fat. And then, she's like, I don't want to say that ever in front of my daughter where she has these, she's going to hear enough of that on social media and things like that when she gets older. She doesn't need to hear it from her mom.
Exactly.
And because I saw a girl literally just last week and I don't know this woman. I saw it in her stories and I wanted to respond to her and be like, but she thought it was so funny. Her daughter was like, Mom, like, I'm so mad you gave me your chubby face, your chubby arms, your chubby Aww. Belly, and all this, and the little, and this girl is maybe 9, Aww. And the mom's just, like, laughing, sorry, sweetie, at least you're still pretty kind of thing, and I was just like, oh my God,
this would be the opportunity for you to...
I know, I hate that.
I do too.
So, but that was my WW today. Gained a pound,
annoyed
wanted an old lady to eat her pizza.
Missed your main meeting person.
Yeah, so it was all right, but I'm keeping going. I've been doing good. I know I could be doing better, but I'm going to stick with what I'm doing, so.
And I'm still on the roller coaster of some days are better than others and not really having any consistency, so I'll report back next week with probably the same
report. But, I mean, in last week's episode... there was an update we didn't give. So, and even the episode before that, I don't think we had much of an update either.
No.
So I think there's something people are like, all right, she hasn't talked about Mr. Boss Moves in 3 weeks. What is going on?
So the last few weeks have been boring updates because of all my traveling and everything, and I just didn't see him. So aside from texting, I hadn't seen him. So I finally saw him last weekend.
Wait. Okay, we're not going to get into seeing him last weekend. I want us to have a little conversation. But before we... Actually, let's just take a quick ad break. And then we'll just get into it. Because we've got a lot to talk about.
We do.
We've got a lot to hash out.
We want to tell you about Slim Chillers. These adult frozen cocktails and shooters are without all of those unforgiving calories, but still taste great.
We are talking Slim Shooters that are only 20 calories and come in 5 great flavors like raspberry lemonade and coconut lime. They don't need to be frozen, come in a pack of 30, and are great for parties and tailgates.
They also have a cream variety that are made with real cream and feature 6 delicious flavors at only 60 calories each. My personal favorite, oatmeal cookie.
Besides Slim Shooters, they offer 100-calorie vodka skinny freezers and 114-calorie wine freezers, too. I can't wait to try the blackberry pomegranate sangria.
Slim Chillers are available at select retailers, including Target, BevMo, and Walmart. Visit slimchillers.com to purchase or to find a retailer near you. Must be 21 to purchase. Please enjoy responsibly. And we're back. So, we chatted, I believe, a couple of weeks ago. It was, you were in DC and you guys were texting and you guys were kind of just talking about like...
just us and like everything.
Yeah, like your guys and like where you guys are standing and like... but like you were under the impression, and I got that impression too, based on the text that I saw, that like you guys weren't going to be rushing into anything.
Yeah, because I was actually... so I was actually bummed when I was in D.C. Like, I was thinking I'm going to see him the next weekend. Because we had already talked about, like, how busy my weekends were. But, like, oh, when you come back... well, no, he had stuff to do that weekend, too. Yeah. I think we talked about that in the last episode. Mm-hmm. And so I was, like, bummed. And so that conversation, like, turned into another conversation where, like... I, like, you know, he was like, oh, we basically had this conversation of, like, can you even do this, basically? Yeah. Like, this is my schedule right now. Like, this is how busy it is for the next couple months. Like, can you even do this? Is like, basically what he was saying. And so we had this big conversation, and, like, he was saying things like, you know, like, I like you a lot, but I'm just, like, I don't feel the need to, like, rush into a serious relationship. Yes. And I was like, well, I don't either, but I also wasn't expecting to date somebody and never see them. Like, there has to be, like, some kind of middle ground there, you know? So that's kind of where we left off, and we were both on the same page. Like, it was a great conversation. Like, we were like, this is what we both want moving forward, and we're both on the same page about how we don't have to, like, rush into a serious relationship. And, you know, we were on the same page. Like, I think he was feeling like I was mad every time he couldn't do something. And I'm like, I'm not mad. I'm bummed. Like, this sucks. Like, we're dating and I can't even see you. Like, it's bummed. It's not mad, you know? And so fast forward a few nights after that, we're having you have to remind me of this story. I've told you this whole story.
A few days later, you guys are texty, flirty, like, and you guys were just, like, doing the whole, I don't even know if it was, like, the whole I miss you thing or whatever, but, like, you guys were in, like, that kind of...
yes, like, flirty mode.
Flirty texting. And he, like, starts saying something along the lines of, like, I really have a question, like, the next time I see you.
Yes!
With, like, hard eye, winky face, like, all these, like, things where you're just, like... Laura, what does this mean?
I was like, Laura, what is this? And she's like, I know exactly what it is. I'm like, no, it's not. It's not that, because we just had a conversation about not rushing into a serious relationship.
And I was like, but what else would it be besides that he wants to, like...
I was like, I don't know.
...ask you to be his girlfriend. Like, there's not, like, he's not, like, wanting to give you this whole, like... And if it came out of nowhere, that would be one thing. But it was, like...
after, like, another
conversation. After, based on the conversation. But, like, and in the moment when he said that, it fit in with that conversation. It wasn't like you guys were talking about your work day and he was like, oh, I have a question the next time I see you. No, it was just like, oh, I like you so much, blah, blah, blah. Oh, I have a question the next time I see you. So I was like, I think... so then that happened. I was like, oh, he's going to ask you to be his girlfriend. And you were like, absolutely not. That doesn't make sense.
But now I'm, like, nervous. Now I'm like, well, what is he going to ask me? So then fast forward another couple days, and we're having, like, another really good conversation. And I can't remember exactly what was in that conversation either. But he basically was like, I can't wait to ask you. Like, I need to ask you now. Like, and I forgot everything else he said, but basically he worded it as, like, he wanted me to be his one and only.
Yes.
And I was like, that's so cute.
And she didn't text me and tell me this.
Okay. So I was like, I, like, said the same thing back. I'm like, yes, but I still was, like, missing.
I was like, yes.
Yes, I will be.
But you went back and you were like, I really like you. We had a back and forth conversation.
We're both on the same page. I was happy, but I was still like confused. I'm like, he worded it one and only. Like, maybe he means like just straight up exclusive. Like, we're not dating other people, but I already wasn't dating other people. So maybe he was. That's kind of how I was feeling.
So that was a Saturday night. And then that next Friday, so 6 days later, she casually mentions this at girls' night.
And Laura's like, how did you go 6 days without telling me this? I'm like, I don't know.
So mind you, it's like us and then Taylor was there. We had just finished recording last week's episode. And then our other friend Ashley was there as well. And all of us are like, you know, you've had a boyfriend for a week, right?
And you didn't tell us.
And you didn't even tell us.
And I'm like, no, you guys. So I tell them the whole story. I'm like, this is why I don't think that's what he meant. Because we had this conversation and blah, blah, blah. And they're like, they were like, well, just because you had a conversation about not wanting to rush into a serious relationship doesn't mean that he can't be your boyfriend and you can't be his girlfriend. And I was like, I just don't think that's what he means.
Like, we're like, no, you have a boyfriend. Like, that is exactly what that conversation meant. And you said, same, even though you apparently didn't know you just agreed to being his girlfriend, even though you wanted to be his girlfriend. So that's what I was just like, we were like,
They were like roasting me. Like, they were like, this is what it is. And I'm like, it's not. And then they're like, well, then you need to ask him. I'm like, I know, but how? Knowing me, I'm like, I need instructions on how to do everything when it comes to dating.
Yeah, so like three of us are like, no, you have a boyfriend, and Stephanie's like, no, I don't. And I'm like, yes, you do. Like,
this went back and forth. Laura, Taylor, and Ashley can vouch for how far this went back and forth of them telling me what my situation is and me telling them, I really don't think that's what it is. But in the back of my mind being like, please be what it is. And so this went back and forth all night.
Yeah, this was the theme of girls' night pretty much, because it was
that and then getting on a live later and having some of you do shots with us was really fun too. But those were the two girls' night themes. So fast forward. So everybody's like, you have to ask him.
So that's Friday night.
That's last Friday night.
And then Saturday.
Saturday, he comes over. It was like my first time seeing him in 3 weeks. Like, we ordered dinner. We're just like watching movies and hanging out. And I'm like, I have to ask you something. I was like, I kind of want you to ask me in person, like, the same question you asked me in text. Because I wanted like clarification, but I didn't want to have to ask for clarification. Like, yeah. I wanted to make it look like whatever you were thinking, like, same. I'm on the same page, but like, I just want to like have, and he was like, oh, you mean about, what did he say? He's like, oh, you mean about being exclusive? And I'm like, yeah. And so then he like asked or whatever, and I'm like, shit, now I still think exactly what I thought before. Like, that's exactly
why. Why in that moment did you not just
say, I don't know.
Are you just so scared of him saying, no, I don't mean that?
I think, yeah, I was like so scared of like thinking it was like something, even though like I had doubts that it was that because of another conversation we had. And then him being like, that's not what that means. Like, this is what it means or whatever. I'm like, oh, yeah, like, totally. Like,
so Mr. Boss Moves, if you're listening right now, like, now you're getting a sneak peek inside of Steph's head. You have to be very clear.
He's already gotten a sneak peek. Like after all of this was set. Oh, well, fast forward. So that's that. Like, we just go on with our night and I'm still like tortured inside. Like, I'm like, okay, well,
yeah, so then I text her at the end of the night, so are you boyfriend and girlfriend yet? And she's like, I don't know. And I was just like, oh my God, I hate
like,
you.
I was like, don't hate me that much. I did try to ask. I just didn't get the clarification that I needed. So then the next day, I'm at my friend Kristen's barbecue, and I've had a few Trulies, like probably a few too many Trulies. And so I start tipsy texting him. And we're like, we just tipsy text back and forth. And I'm like, hey, so okay. I'm still confused. Hold on.
No, we can't even get to that. So then, because what you texted him was something we haven't mentioned yet. So that you guys had also discussed that he was going to meet your sister.
Yes.
Oh, how, right. Okay. How do you expect a guy to say, like, or for you guys to plan that he's going to meet your sister and you not to think you guys are boyfriend
and girlfriend? I don't know. I was like, I know this is going somewhere. I know it's not just like not going anywhere, but like I still didn't know if like the titles were like attached to it.
Yeah.
So yeah, like we were talking about our next couple weekends and like plans, and my sister is coming to visit next weekend. And so I was like basically like, hey, like my family doesn't live here, so my sister really is not down here very often. Yeah. And so I'm like, she happens to be down, like I'd love for you to meet her. And he was like, yeah, like as long as you're like, if you're ready for me to meet her, like he kind of put it on me. I'm like, no, I'm totally ready for you to meet her. And he's like, yeah, like I'll meet her. So we have plans next weekend for me to introduce him. Yes. And my sister. I'm like very excited. It'll be the first, like I haven't met any of his family or friends. He has not met any of my family or friends. This is going to be the first like introduction to like anybody.
Yeah. You know? So actually by the time this airs, it will have already happened.
It'll already happen.
And it either went really well or really bad.
It's going to go fine. He's so easygoing. And my sister, I've already like hyped my sister up about him. So it'll be fun. But yeah, so then so that had happened the same night that he was over. Like, yes. We agreed that he was going to meet my sister. And so
because that's the type of conversations boyfriend and girlfriend have.
So then the next day I'm tipsy texting him, and I'm like, hey, so, like, texting my sister right now about, like, meeting you or whatever, like, how am I supposed to, like, what am I supposed to tell her? How did I word it? I forgot. It
was, she like, just basically said, like, so when I tell my sister that you guys are going to be meeting, like, what should I refer to you as? Yeah. Or something like that.
And he was like, boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah, he's like, you're idiot.
He even said it like that. He's like, Steph, boyfriend, girlfriend, like, come on. And I'm like,
wait. Please, everyone pause, because we have to say, Stephanie has a boyfriend!
This is so crazy. This is my first
time. So if you're here for online dating, I guess we're done. This will be the last episode. It's been fun.
We've already talked about this. We're like, man, people love dating stories. We need to have Courtney on again. Yeah. Or like, we need to like...
So if you have some horror dating stories and you want to be on the show, send them our way.
No, it's, yeah, so I can't, it's so weird. I have a boyfriend. It was like, I texted him the other night and I'm like, good night, boyfriend. Like, I was like, because he like teases me now. He's like,
yeah, so even he basically thought, we're boyfriend and girlfriend, you dummy. Like,
basically what
exactly what I thought.
He's like, how did I ask you and then
ask you again?
And then still you don't know?
Yeah, because I kept telling Seth, she's like, well, why didn't he just say that? I was like, because you guys aren't in fifth grade. He's not like, Stephanie, will you be my girlfriend?
I think we need to put a poll up this week and say, like, when your significant other asked you, or if you were the one to ask, to, like, be exclusive, be boyfriend, basically have it be, like, you're in a relationship. Mm-hmm. How did they ask? What did they say? And I want to know what people say.
Jeff and I never had, like, a boyfriend-girlfriend.
Not like, even, like, an exclusive conversation?
No, we did. And okay. That was enough for me, because I'm not a...
So who brought it up?
I think I did.
Okay, and what did you say? Just, like, I'm not dating anybody, or you?
Yeah, I think it was just kind of, like, I just want to make sure, like, because at this point, him and I had been, like, we were really, like, hanging out a lot, and we're... So I was just like, I just want to make sure I'm not going to get hurt, because I was really starting to like him a lot. So I just wanted to make sure, like, we were on the same page. And we were, and... Then we moved in together a few months later.
Oh, wait, how many months were you dating before you moved in together?
9 months.
Oh, wow. I feel like that's a good amount of time.
9 months or 10 months?
That's not too short, but it's not like... Like, I'd be so frustrated, like, dating somebody and, like, it's been, like, 2-3 years and you're not, like...
Yeah, and we decided, I think, we decided around 8 months, because it was a good at least month or so before I actually... Because I had to find somebody to rent my house and... Just getting rid of stuff and slowly started moving. And so
exciting. I feel like we need to have that conversation in another episode too. Yeah. I need to know how that conversation even goes and like how nerve wracking it is. This is going to have to be another episode.
I need to bring Annie on for that episode.
Oh, we should have Annie on.
Because Annie's known Jeff for, I mean, her and Brian have been together since high school. So she's known Jeff like
his whole life almost.
Forever. And so, Jeff was, like, for at least 25 years, she's
known
him. So she's, like, my inside scoop, and I'm always just, like... So, yeah, because Annie and I became friends, like, very early on, and I would just be, like, I don't know how to do this, Annie. I'm going to throw up.
And you're my Annie now.
Yeah. But, we got off topic there. So,
so yeah, back to the, he was Steph, like, yeah. You are my girlfriend. Like, that's
it is. I think when you're older, it's just like, cause it just like, things are just so much more serious. It's just serious in a sense where, yeah, you're not passing notes saying like, will you be my girlfriend? It's just very much like, okay, we like each other. We don't want to date other people. Like,
so and I was dating. Like, I was, it was funny because he said that, but he was like saying it in a funny way. Like, yeah, come he did. On. And so I was like, something that you need to learn about me is you need to spell like everything exactly out. Yep. Like, I will doubt things if you don't spell it exactly out. And he's like, I thought I did spell it out. Like, how did I not spell it out?
Yep.
I'm like, well, you have to spell it out more. So.
Yeah. So he's meeting your sister then in a week.
I'm
meeting your sister.
You're meeting my sister. I know my sister's meeting all my peeps. So excited. I'm excited.
And then he mentioned. Was that on Memorial
Day? Memorial Day, yeah. Okay. So when I was over at Laura's on Memorial Day, I was texting him. And if you guys can't tell, we text like a lot.
Me and you, or you and him?
Me and
Well, both,
Mr. Boss Moves. Yeah. And you, yeah. Probably equally, actually. And he was at his parents' house having a barbecue, so he, like, sent me a picture of the table or whatever. And then he had told me, he's like, oh, like, just so you know, like, we've been talking about you a lot. And I was like, ah! I was like, what have you been saying? And he's like, oh, just all, like, the introduction questions. Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know, like, how we met, what you do for work, da-da-da. Like, I forgot. He named, like, a bunch of questions. And I was like, oh, my God, why am I so nervous right now? And then he was like, by the way, save the date, and gave me a date. And he's like, it's my brother and his wife's. Baby, like their Cohen couple baby shower.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I just got invited to
that's
to like, a couple shower okay, for his so brother.
And that's like in exactly 2 months.
Yes.
So I really hope you get a chance. Like, there's time to meet his parents.
Because I feel
at
like
least.
That's like, I feel like I would almost have to have a conversation with him if I don't. Like, I don't really know. If it's not that I don't want to go, I just don't know if I should go if I don't have a chance to meet anybody before, because it just feels a little bit. Of like there's like a little bit of thunder being stolen.
Exactly. Like, everyone's like, oh, it's Matt's new girlfriend.
Yeah. Like, when it like shouldn't have anything, like I should not be like the center of like anything.
Yeah. No, I agree. So hopefully.
Which is going to be hard because I mean, pull up a calendar. I think I only have 3 weeks. Let's see.
Have you mentioned that concern to him?
4 weeks.
Available before the shower?
I haven't, but I probably should the next time I see him.
Yeah. I would just say like. And I think that's what it'd be like, don't think I'm bailing on the shower, but I really would love to, like, and don't think I'm also rushing to meet your family.
Yeah.
But I'd like to, at least his parents. If nobody else, that's fine.
Exactly.
But I think if you could at least meet his parents.
Exactly. And it's not even about me. It's not even like, this would make me more comfortable to do it. It's like legitimately like, I want this day to be about your brother and his wife. Like,
and not people are like, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
Exactly. No, so, I totally agree.
And I kind of get the feeling like that this obviously was talked about that night, like they were like, bring her, you know, but still, like, I still just would not want like any of the attention on me.
Yeah. And I mean, if it's not that kind of situation and he assures you like it's not a problem, then just go. But I mean, at least you voiced your concern, and you're not and you're not the type where you're gonna be like all attention on me or anything like that, so it would be fine.
Yeah.
But he also told his mom and sister-in-law one more thing.
I'm so embarrassed to think. So he told his mom and sister, I think he told everybody, but his mom and sister-in-law were the ones that were interested, that we have a podcast, and he thinks the name of the podcast is so cool. Like, he thinks the name Wine Over Matter is just, like, so great. Like, I told him, I'm like, Laura gets all the credit for that. Like, unfortunately, I'm not that creative. But he just thinks it's, like, the coolest name, so he told them the name, and, like, his family is, like, they're big wine drinkers. And so they, like, just loved the name. And he's like, yeah, my mom and my sister-in-law are going to, like, be nosy and start listening. And I was like, oh, my God, Laura, we have to listen to every single episode this week. Like,
I don't have to. I don't care.
And I told him, I was like, oh, my God, why do I feel so embarrassed right now? He's like, you have nothing to be embarrassed about. I'm like, how do you know? You don't listen, right?
Yeah, supposedly.
Yeah, so I thought that was funny. I don't know that they'll really listen or not. They might have just been like, you know, twisting his arm too, but
but so how do you feel about meeting the fam? Like are you excited
like
about
right
that?
Now in this moment when you ask me, I'm just like, that's something that you have to do when you get in a relationship with somebody. Like, I don't feel super nervous about it. Like, he's told me, he's like, any nerves you have will go away in like 5 seconds. Like, my family is so chill. They're so fun. Yeah. And I, that's kind of how I feel like about him meeting my family. I'm like, I feel like you would feel the same way about mine.
Yeah.
But I know, like, if tonight were the night that I was meeting his family, like, I'd be sick right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would be like, tell me there is a way to get out of this.
Because, well, I mean, oh, yeah, I'm like, oh my God, I have to poop, like, in those situations. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I am so...
One of the two.
Yep, poop or puke. Like, I get so nervous in those situations. And, but I mean, yeah, you've technically only met the parents once.
Yes.
Because, like,
Joey's the only, like, serious relationship I've ever had, aside from, like, high school relationships. And we were so young. Like, I was probably, like... 19 when he met my parents, you know? And I mean, that's young. It's not like even though Joey and I did everything quick, like, we did everything young, like, I moved in with him young and all that. Like, I think I thought I was, like, more of an adult than I was. Like, there still wasn't, like, how I would imagine, like, meeting somebody's parents today and how I would want it to go, like, having them meet my parents. I doubt is how it went. Like, I'm pretty sure we, like, went to a restaurant. I can't even really remember. I think it was, like, a restaurant, and, like, it was almost like I had, like, a friend with me at dinner or something. Like, it didn't seem like, this is the person that I'm dating, I really like him, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Like, it just seemed so, like, young.
Well, that was, like, my ex-husband. Like, I feel like meeting the parents when I was younger is so much different than, like, I felt like meeting the parents now has become more of an ordeal. Like, when my parents met Brad for the first time, like, nobody knew he was going to be, like, my husband. It was just, like... We were going to be going out, so, like, oh, well, why don't we step in and, like, say hi to my parents and, like, you meet them. And it was, like, 5 minutes, super casual, like, no big deal.
Really nervous? Or was he like, oh, 5 minutes, yeah, let's go?
I'm sure he was nervous. I don't remember. I think I just remembered. I don't think I think he tried to, like, argue me on it, like, and I was just like, no, you're going to meet my parents right now. But he argued everything, so. Where, like, I feel like now, like, when I met Jeff's parents and when he met my parents, it was, like, a planned event.
Aw. Did you do both parents together or separate?
No, Jeff and I were together almost a year before our parents met.
Oh, but you met his brother, right?
Before that? Okay. Yeah. Well, no, and I met his parents. I met his parents within 4 months.
Oh,
I met his brother and Annie, like, 3 months in, and then his parents, like, a few weeks later.
Okay. So... And then why so long to introduce them to your family?
No, meaning our parents.
Oh, like both parents meeting. Gotcha.
So the way Jeff met my parents. So we were doing one of our weekend, like, I've talked about this on the pod before. There's our cover band, Yachty by Nature, that we love, that plays at Sea Legs in Huntington. And we were going to be going, and this was Jeff's first time going. And so, so Jeff met my parents, like, a good 2 months before I met his, probably. Maybe a month or so. Because I think it was, like, once he met them, he, like, felt bad and was like, I guess my parents are going to want to meet you, too. But, like, we had planned, and there was, like, 20 of us going. And then all of a sudden, like, that morning, my mom's like, oh, me and your dad are going to come down to the beach. It always looks like so much fun when you guys go, so we want to go.
Cool, you get to meet my boyfriend.
Well, no. And I know my mom, and I know you're listening to this, Mom, and I know your shadiness, and she 100%
knew he was
only went because she knew Jeff was going to be there. So it was her sneaky way of getting to meet my boyfriend.
But honestly, that's probably, like, such a cool environment.
It was the best. And my parents had so much fun. They've done
stuffy. It's not like everybody's hanging out. So you get, like, a little bit of time to meet the parents.
I had friends there. I had my cousins there.
Yeah, like
it was
everybody's
like a big group of us. Exactly. So it was my mom and dad, and actually my mom's friend went too. And they actually had so much fun. They've gone a couple times since then too. They, like, love it. But I was like, you weren't going for Yachty by Nature. You were going to meet my boyfriend.
You were going to meet Jeff.
100%. I have. Yeah. So, like, I have a picture of, like, me and Jeff and my parents that day.
Aww,
so it's, like, the first day we met.
I need to see.
And then, for his parents, I think I don't remember for sure, but I think we just went over to their house and.
Were you nervous?
Had, like, a hangout, like, section. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
See, I'm like, I know when the day comes, I'm going to be, like, a hot mess.
Yeah, because
nothing's going to go right. I'm going to curl my hair the wrong way that day. Laura knows. When I do the curling iron the wrong way.
She looks like George Washington.
I'm going to look like George Washington when I meet his parents. I'm sunburnt. I'm probably going to go to the beach today before. I'm going to be fried. I'm going to look like a lobster. Everything that could go wrong is going to go wrong.
Just don't try fake tanning the day before or just doing anything.
Somebody's going to roofie me. Remember,
why do you think everyone roofies you?
I swear, there was a girls' night. I don't know if I've told this story or not. Two girls' nights ago. How did everybody else, how were you guys all so cool? And I was so not. One of you guys
went too hard. You went too hard on the TJ's Coastal Chardonnay. One too many Slim Shooters. That was the night we'd had Slim Shooters for the first time.
We were
time.
Mixing wine and Slim Shooters. And that was probably a lot of sugar and a lot of like just yikes.
Yeah.
I just like raged that night, I think.
You did.
And so this last girls' night, I was like
reeled it in a little.
Reeled it in, was on my best behavior. I stuck to champagne Trulies and
vodka tonics.
I really reeled it in.
I was like, you had a good variety of alcohol. Yeah, we had two bottles of champagne.
Yeah, now that I think about it.
And then vodka tonics. Yeah, you did not reel it in. But I think you just, we like paced it out. We weren't doing
much
drinking
more
games.
Mellow,
we
yes.
weren't doing all that. But.
Yes.
Oh my God, that's so funny. So, I guess you'll be meeting them. I mean, so yeah, I hope. Meeting the parents, I think, because to me, like, the vibe of a family is, like, so important to me. Like, I love my family. I want my significant other to get along with my family. Like, and I want to get along with their family because there's nothing better than, like,
exactly.
not dreading going to a family event for them, like, where you're like, oh, I know this is going to be fun. And
exactly.
So I think it's, like, it's always, like, kind of exciting. And
that is, like, that's something that, like, drew me to him from the beginning, too. And he says the same thing about me is, like, the way that I talk about my parents and my sister, I'm just, like, I'm obsessed with them. Like, we have so much fun. And same thing. Like, he loves his family, talks about his brother and his sister-in-law and his parents all the time and just how much fun he has with them. And he's like, we barbecue all the time and we do this all the time. And, you know, he like, it's all good things. And I'm like, that's the kind, because like you said, there's nothing worse than like dreading having to go spend time. And same with Joey's family. I loved Joey's family, but Joey's family, you know, it was hit or miss on week, month, day, year of who's talking and who's nobody ever talked at the same time ever. It was never one big happy family.
Yeah.
It was, you know, there was always issues with somebody in the family and that was always really hard to navigate.
Yeah.
So that just like, it seems like such a breath of fresh air that he seems so close to his family and enjoys being around his family and they enjoy being around him. And those are all like good things when you're meeting somebody that, you know, I would think it's a red flag if you meet somebody that there's family drama, you know, they have family drama
sure.
or whatever.
Oh, I'm so excited. Steph has a boyfriend.
So weird. Like even saying it feels weird.
I really want that to be the title of this episode, but I don't want to give the spoiler
that's
away.
That's true. We got to name it Spoiler Alert.
Okay. Spoiler alert?
Well, yeah.
But what's the alert? If you say spoiler alert, they have to be alerted about something.
We'll think of an episode title that's really going to draw you guys in.
So well, if they're already listening, then they've already been drawn in.
You tell us how good of a job we did.
We're going to forget we had this conversation. We're going to name it something stupid like eat the damn pizza. anyways. All right. Well, I guess this is our last time recording together.
Not
for,
ever.
No. For like a few weeks.
Until like mid-July probably. I know. It's going to... Our next probably 3 or 4 episodes will be done...
While you're in Washington.
While I'm in Washington, yes. So luckily we have the sound thing figured out. We got it down. Sounds good. We can do it. But it's definitely not the same.
It's not the same.
And we're not recording together.
Not being together.
So I will miss recording with you. And then we will be back at it in July. Although, recording in July is going to be fun. We're going to be like, hurry up and get off work. Come here. Let's record an episode. It's still hot outside. Let's go outside. We're going to be in the pool.
Pool days.
Jeff, make us margaritas, please. And that's going to be our recording session.
Yep. Basically. But before we go, there's one thing I need to hear you do because I won't hear it in person for 3 weeks.
Flavor of the week.
All right, Steph, hit me with it.
My flavor of the week, and I'm going to tell this very fast. I was telling Laura, I'm like, I want this to be my flavor of the week, but I don't want to spoil anything for anybody that hasn't watched it yet. I might be the only one that hasn't watched it yet, and you.
Nope, and me. Because I'm dying to watch it. But this is the thing. Well, okay, you say it, and then I'll say.
So it's Mare of Easttown. It stars Kate Winslet, and it's on HBO Go or whatever.
HBO Max.
And it's so freaking good. It's only 7 episodes, which is kind of sad. Like, I'm like, how did I finish this in 2 days? That's not my style either, you guys. I don't binge watch shows and just sit there for hours a day. I binged this in 2 days, and one of them was a work day, so I only had nighttime to watch. And it's so good. I'm, like, depressed that it's over. Like, I've been Googling, like, trying to find out if there's going to be a second season. And the creator was like, honestly, like, this was supposed to be, like, a one-season mini-series. Like, we were not planning on it. But they're getting so much feedback. And there's all these, like, Reddit pages and Twitter of people that have, like, these questions about things that weren't answered in the episode, or, like, theories of what happened that didn't really happen or whatever, that, like, I honestly think they might do a second season. They'll probably do
it. But that's kind of like how it was with Big Little Lies. Like, Big Little Lies was a book. It was supposed to be just a quick mini-series. People were obsessed with it. Yep. So they created a second season for it.
Yes. So I honestly think I saw this being talked about on Instagram all over the place, and people were obsessing over it, and I still didn't have any interest. I think just the name, I thought it was so, like, an older...
Yes!
Yeah, so the name like,
of it. Yeah, so the name of it makes me think it's like some, like, because I'm
British,
not...
like,
yeah, I'm not
show.
Into the pure, like, period piece, like, type shows. No. I thought the same thing. I had found out it was like a current...
It's like a crime
true
drama.
True crime.
Yes.
And I was like, ooh, this is, like, right up my alley. And then I was, like, getting ready to start it. I didn't even ask Jeff because he doesn't get into shows like I do, and it didn't sound like something. And then he was like, have you heard of this Mayor of Easttown? I was like, yes. And so it takes me and him forever to, like, get a show started. We're currently binging Silicon Valley. So we're almost done with that. So maybe we'll just go into it after this.
I would be surprised if it takes you guys, because if you watch 2 episodes a night, you'll probably want to cram the third one in. You'll be done in 3 days. It's so, so good. I love Kate Winslet. There's this part in episode 6 or 7 mm-hmm. where she's, like, running and she's yelling, John. She's like, John!
Were you thinking of Jack?
Yes! I was like, why is this giving me Titanic vibes right now?
This is... Are you going to cry?
Yeah.
No! She's getting teary-eyed right now, you guys.
No, it's so good. It's crime drama. So if you like crime drama, I'm going to warn you, Google like Mayor of Easttown triggers. If you have like suicide, if you're triggered by like suicide, murder, any of those things, it is like, there's a lot of that. So you probably want to like make sure that none of those triggers, none of those things that trigger you are in the show. You might not want to watch it if they are. But it's so good. I even read, like, I saw people posting on Instagram because they were releasing episodes, like, 1 at a time or 2 at a time or something like that. Yeah. It wasn't like they just released the whole series. And the app actually crashed on the final episode.
Oh,
there
really?
There were so many people trying to watch it that people were, like, so upset because it crashed the app.
How funny.
Like, it was that popular. But
yeah, everyone talks about it. I'm, like, dying to watch
it. Oh, my God. It's insane. I can't wait for you to watch it. And then we can, like, really talk about it.
Okay. Hopefully... maybe we can, because, like, Silicon Valley, like, we watch a season within a couple days. Like, we go through it really quick, but it's not something that, like, we have to, like, finish right now. So maybe we'll just
squeeze it in,
hold off and skip to this. Because I'm, like, really wanting to
see
it. Like,
you are going
to
love it.
The more I see people, like, post about it on Instagram and stuff, like, oh, my God, did you expect it to be that person who did it and stuff? And I'm like, oh, I want to know. But, all right, Mayor of Easttown.
Laura, what is your flavor of the week?
Mine's not as exciting as a fun binging show, but I am a pen to paper kind of gal. I don't, I use a Google Calendar. Me and Jeff have a shared calendar, so like,
you and I have a shared calendar.
Yeah, we have like, so that Jeff knows like when I have plans, I know when he has plans, and so then he can just look and be like, if somebody's like, hey, can you do something? He can look and know right away, like,
oh, Laura
if
won't be there, I'll be there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, we have that for that reason, but as far as like my work and my to-do list and my personal life, I have to have a planner. Do you use a hand planner?
I don't. I've tried before and like, I still find myself just going to my phone, but I do. I'm the same way. I love the pen to paper.
Yeah.
There's just something about it.
So for the last, like, I've been like this for, I got really into planners a little over 10 years ago. I've been using a brand called Erin Condren. They're a very overpriced planner that I've loved. And then I was kind of thinking about switching it up. because I know there's all these other companies now who do like super personalized, like yes. where you can make it the pages more fit like exactly your needs. And that's what I really wanted. So I had asked everybody on Instagram, and I would say 80% of the people said use plum paper. So I just got my plum paper planner
and I'm staring at it a couple of weeks ago.
And they're super cute. Just same exact quality as my Erin Condren planner. I'd say I spent a good $15 to $20 less. And I got to customize all my pages.
It's so cute.
I love it. So now, I mean, I have it literally, I have it with me for work every day. I don't like carry it in my purse or anything, but my work to-do lists, my social media to-do lists, my WOM to-do lists, my...
Keeps your life organized. Everything.
My entire life is in those things. So to me, it's worth spending the... I think I spent like $50 on this one.
Nice. But, I feel like that's totally worth $50. But for
the... I like having an 18-month calendar so it can always be like super yes. ahead. And I like to have everything in one place and be super organized and just to be able to look. And so yeah, my flavor of the week is plum paper.
Plum paper. Do you know, do they do like, since you bought one, can you share a code with a friend and give them $5 off or anything?
Yeah, there is a referral. It was, I'll see if, I don't think I can link it though. It's like I have to.
So they'd have to like email you.
If you DM us and give me your email address, I can email you there. I think it's like a form, not a form, but like a box where I have to just pop in an email and then they'll send you.
Gotcha.
It's either $10 off or 10% off. I don't remember.
Nice.
But, which is actually good because I Googled the hell out of trying to find promo codes and there aren't any out there. So I was asking somebody if anybody else had a referral because I needed one. But, yeah, so that's my flavor of the week.
Nice.
I think that's it.
I think we got a good one.
You always say that. Think we got a good one. Anyways, thank you guys so much for joining us for this episode. Just a reminder, come join in on the fun in our private Facebook group. Just search Club Wine Over Matter and request to join. Links to our socials, including links to our flavors of the week, can always be found in the details of the episode. For those of you who listen on Apple or iTunes, please give us a 5-star rate and review. Give us a follow also on Instagram at Wine Over Matter Pod. You can follow me, Laura, at Crunches Before Brunches, and Steph at Authentically Steph.
Thanks again, and we will see you at the same time next week with a glass in hand. Cheers!
Cheers!